We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're riding with the King, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. And Howard Eskin is always brought to you by Xfinity, Philadelphia's fastest internet, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, how you doing tonight?
Just great. Absolutely great. We got another Eagles loss because you want them to lose.
Oh, I don't want them to lose, Howard. No. I'm not. You know, some sort of soft millennial here who wants the extra draft picks. Let's win some games around here.
Yeah, and that's the way I feel too. But yeah, so things in Philadelphia sports are going great. Joe, I figured this out. You know, winning the division, everybody was concerned. It's going to go up to week 16.
Eagles at Dallas?
Or week 17. There's 17 weeks.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, it's going to go right down to the end because neither team, I think, is going to run away with it. But now I'm starting to figure the Eagles do have a better chance. The Cowboys really suck.
Howard, they're terrible. They seemingly are imploding down there, pointing fingers at the coaching staff.
I love that.
Oh, me too. It's bad. And as bad as the Eagles have been, and we'll talk about Sunday and that game and then look ahead because Thursday night we got another one. But as bad as the Eagles have been, Howard, the Cowboys are worse right now. The Eagles are 1-4-1, and I would say they are the favorite to win this division. It's unbelievable.
You know what? I haven't looked at the odds lately.
I think Dallas is slightly still favored.
Yeah, but they're right there neck and neck only because they're the Cowboys. But they stink. I'm telling you, they are so bad. They can't stop. They couldn't stop me. They can't stop me. And now, for whatever reason, their offense is all screwed up. I think once Zeke Elliott got his contract, he's just moved on. And, you know, I know he's a really good player, and I know he's a competitive player, but you can't fumble. What, do you fumble twice in the first quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you can't do that. And I think the fact that he got his money, you got to be better. You got to be better than that. And that's no good because that team's really, even with Dak Prescott, they didn't score until they were getting buried, and then they just had all those catch-up points, but you can't turn the ball over. I think they had three turnovers on Sunday. It's just, they're just terrible. They're terrible. The Eagles right now, with half the team missing with injuries, are a better football team. What's amazing.
Yeah, when I watched that game last night with Dallas, my first thought was, the Eagles are going to score 30 points or more against them. And we know the Eagles' offense right now has a bunch of guys we never heard of, but they'll score against that team, Howard. And it's the reason we have optimism right now is because this division stinks. The Eagles have a real chance, even though, Howard, let's be real about it, the only game the Eagles have won this year came against Nick Mullins, right? Like, they have not played well. And Sunday, Howard, what do you make of Sunday before we kind of, you know, move forward ahead to Thursday night? Because yesterday I felt like a lot of positivity because of the comeback. And look, they fought, and Carson Wentz is a very tough player. I've always said that, and he showed toughness again on Sunday. But that game was really over at the end of the third quarter. Like, I know they made the comeback, but they got beat 24-6 through three quarters, and then they scored. I can't take away a lot of, you know, good feelings off of the fourth quarter.
Well, the fact that they came back against a very good defensive team.
Very good. Yeah, you're right. Defensive team.
It was a very good defensive team, and they came back against them. And they were a two-point conversion, and the play was the wrong play. Obviously the wrong play, and it didn't work because it was the wrong play. But reality, they were 2 points away from sending it into overtime, and they were at home. So I can't take that away from them. You know, the way they played the first half was just – it was brutal. And I get it. But no, I thought they showed a lot of good things. The right side of their line, there was no right side of the line because they started off with injuries, and then they had another injury with Driscoll. And then they started losing players, Zach Ertz, which I forget what quarter he left, probably like in the fourth quarter. So, but, you know, he wasn't a major factor. And they lost some defensive players, and they were without players. No, and Miles Sanders, I forget when the hell they lost him. They lost so many people, I couldn't even keep track of it. But no, I got to give him some credit. If it was some donkey team and they didn't have a good defense, and I'd say, oh, big deal. They scored against. But no, you can't take that away from them because they actually played really well to catch up against a good defensive team. So I know I'm not going to take that away from them. Even though it was late, you still got to play 60 minutes. And they did. And they didn't give up. So you got to give them credit that the Eagles could have easily given up. Now we're playing the Ravens. They got a great defense. You know, you could kind of mail it in. I know people were thinking about in the first half, should you play Jalen Hurts the second half?
Oh, I saw a lot of that, which, you know, well, here's the part of that I think is silly. As long as Carson Wentz is healthy, and I know he's a little bit banged up, but he's healthy enough to play, I'd play him. Like, they're fighting for something here. It wasn't like the game was 40, you know, to 10. Like, you know, if it's 40 to 10, all right, whatever. You could start taking out some starters because it's over. It was a 3-score game, and he brought him back. So, you know, credit to Carson Wentz. I don't believe in that, Howard. I don't believe in taking him off the field unless it's so lopsided, you know, 2 minutes to go, then I don't think it really matters either way. But it was still a 2 or 3-score game, but people wanted him off the field.
I know. It was unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Jalen Hurts hasn't even run with the first team offense. I don't even remember if he did a lot of that in camp, or he did how much he did of it in camp. You know, you're letting him in for a few plays, but Carson Wentz is your quarterback. These people that wanted Jalen Hurts. If the Eagles got murdered, we would have heard that all week. I'm surprised we don't hear it now.
Well, I'll tell you what I do want to see, though, Howard. I'm not to take the starting quarterback role, but they should put Jalen Hurts on the field more on Thursday night. I mean, think back to the first half of that game. The only time the offense worked was when Hurts came in. Like, when they were struggling first half on Sunday,
sure helped. Yeah.
It helped a lot. And when you think about this Thursday night when they play the Giants, they're not going to have a lot of their skill position guys. No Ertz. I don't know about Goddard. My guess would be no. Like, if they need a boost, I think those plays where both of those guys are out there, there's something is working there when both quarterbacks are on the field.
I would say Goddard's not going to be in because it's a short week.
Right.
He hasn't even got on the practice field. I don't know when he's eligible to come off.
I think this week, week 7, he's eligible.
Well, it's a short week, so he's not coming back. I'll tell you what, I put Jalen Hurts in there. I wouldn't even have a problem putting him at the running back position because Miles Sanders won't be in there.
Right.
You know, I think Miles Sanders is a terrific player. I'm like, my gosh, he's getting hurt all the time.
He can't stay healthy. I mean, it's last year. It's this year.
I don't understand why. It wasn't like that at Penn State, was it?
Well, he didn't really get to play much, right? Because he sat behind Saquon Barkley, and then he had one gigantic year during Saquon's year in the NFL.
Okay, so he had 1 year, but I don't get it. And here's why you don't draft a running back in the top 10. It's clearly because they always get hurt. But he's such a good player, but he always gets hurt. And this year might be an anomaly because of the situation and not enough practice time and all those other things going on. But I don't get it. But now is when Jalen Hurts, I mean, I can't have Boston Scott run 15, 18 plays. You got to be kidding me. He's a nice player. He's a nice complimentary player. He's a nice guy to put in the rotation. I would play Jalen Hurts a lot and you don't have a lot of time. There's probably some plays that they've already put in the playbook. And they have mostly walkthroughs this week. There's not much practice to get their bodies fresh. But he's got to be in the offense a lot more because you don't have Miles Sanders, and he is an explosive player, which Miles Sanders is too.
Let me give you one more reason why we need to see more Hurts on Thursday night. Howard, of all the snaps this year, and we know Sunday, Carson Wentz got hit a lot. I think it was 16 quarterback hits. He took a bunch of sacks. He's getting beat up back there, doing the best he can. If you look at all the plays that Hurts has come in this year, you know what has happened on zero of those plays, Howard? Carson Wentz hasn't taken one hit. He doesn't take hits, right? Because on those plays, he's not dropping back like a normal quarterback. He's either handing it off
That's obvious why he's not taking.
So, but that matters. Like, if you could take away 15 or whatever, because I think they did 12 snaps with Hurts on. Let's say it's 15 or 16 snaps. Like, that's just plays where Carson, I know he's not going to get banged up. Because, Howard, watching that game Sunday, I know we all talk about the toughness, and Carson is a tough player. I don't know if he could survive the season if he continues to get hit this much. I mean, he's getting crushed back there.
I know. He was banged up. I mentioned it during the broadcast and I know if people are watching the TV, they're not getting all the information, especially with injuries.
Well, that's why they got to turn down the TV and listen to you and,
right.
and Mike and Merrill.
I heard Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. I didn't even know Malik Jackson was hurt. Well, I announced he went into the tent, and then I announced he was out of the game. And the Seltzer told me, the producer told me, well, they didn't hear it on the broadcast. I says on the TV broadcast. I says they won't. But Carson, his side, he got banged up on his side, his wrist. But he's such a tough guy. He wasn't coming out of the game, and I give him credit for that. But they are just, you're right. He's getting banged around like no tomorrow. It's just like no. It's terrible the way he gets hit. I got news for you. If they run the read option, and I'm another team like Belichick's team, you are allowed to hit the quarterback.
You are.
Because you don't know if he was the running back. So if they run the read option, and I'm another team, and you got a guy that worked under Belichick.
Joe Judge.
The Giants. Yeah, Joe Judge is the head coach. If he runs a read option, I think it's dirty, and I don't think you need to do it, but I think they would do it.
Yeah, they might. Now, it's definitely, and they've been running a lot of those lately. 215-592-9494. It's a good point, and yeah, I just think the offense needs a little boost, and Hurts is providing a boost. Let's take some phone calls here. Terry.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Terry's in Broomall. What's up, Terry?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good, Terry. What's up tonight?
Howard, can I ask you a question about the Eagles' field?
No.
Not allowed. Yes. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes, go ahead.
The high ankle sprain, the ankle sprains, and the knee twist. And all the grasses are different today. The root structure is a lot deeper. You don't take big clumps out. And could their cleats be too long or not long enough or too short?
All right, I'm going to, since I know what the equipment guys do, and they're really sharp, I'll give credit. Those equipment guys, and Greg Delametros is the equipment manager, they are really sharp on the fields they play on, and the players test the cleats out. They bring, when they're on the road, they bring other sets of cleats, shorter, longer. So they will change them if the player feels that the cleats are a problem. So they're all over that. So I don't think the cleats are a problem. Now, as far as a high ankle sprain, that really comes from a hit. Because that's not a high ankle sprain you normally don't get because of the field. And players just aren't in the same physical shape that they would have been had they had all the camps that they normally have. But I think the Eagles equipment guys are very, very, very diligent on the cleat situation. So I don't think that's the problem. Now, I don't like AstroTurf. I still call it AstroTurf or artificial surface, whatever the hell you call it. I don't like those fields, and the Giants are one of those fields. But the Eagles field is, they've been playing on it. So, no, I don't think that's the problem. I think it's your body. It's just your body. And a lot of times, maybe to your point, they have knee injuries when they're not even hit, which is really crazy. But I don't think it's the cleats. I don't think it's the turf. I think it's just the game.
Terry, we appreciate it. I had a little feedback there. I heard you talking behind him. But, Howard, what do you make of it? Like, Can you attribute it to one thing? Is this bad luck? Like, is it is an amazing run here? I know right now the NFL has a lot of injuries. It's a year without training camp. You're going to have mm-hmm. that. But the Eagles have had an amazing amount of injuries year after year. And a lot of this I've attributed the last few years, Howard. They've had too many old guys. But that's not really the case with some of these this year. I mean, you know, yeah, Rager gets hurt. I mean, there are young guys getting hurt now too. Miles Sanders. They feel snake bitten. You know guys are going to get hurt every week.
See, I think some of it is just happenstance, if that makes any sense.
Well, like Rager, right? He makes a catch, breaks a thumb.
And, you know, maybe the labrum. And I think that's just happenstance. And it's just weird stuff. But some of the stuff, the Achilles, the hamstrings, they're all over the league. I've talked to other teams. Every team has a whole bunch of hamstring injuries. And that's because their bodies weren't in the kind of playing shape that they normally get. And you can work out on your own, but unless you're on the field and you have all those camps, your body is not ready for an NFL season. You know, and I know they didn't have preseason. Now, I know players, the starters, don't really play a lot in the preseason, but at least they play some. So they didn't have any of that. I just think the Eagles are unlucky. The doctors aren't to blame. They have some really good doctors. They do. Now, I'm not a big fan of sports science because I think that's a lot of hocus pocus. And I don't know what that does or what that doesn't do. So, but I think the doctors are good doctors. It's just, they get hurt. The bodies just aren't ready. But I don't know. If you look at other teams have a lot of injuries. I don't know if they have as many as the Eagles. But how can you say that, you know, it's anybody's fault that Driscoll has an ankle injury. The quadriceps injury to Malik Jackson, now that could be for lack of practice time mm-hmm. before he even got to the season. Will Parks came back, but he had a hamstring. TJ Edwards, they really do miss him. He's got a hamstring. So you got all these guys with hamstring injuries, and I know there's others that I haven't even thought of. But I think it's just, it's not enough practice time. And with some of the injuries, it's just bad luck. Did the Eagles lose anybody for the whole season?
I'm trying to. Is anyone? Well, Brandon Brooks, but that was before the year of it
started.
Yeah,
that was before the season.
Yeah,
started.
I don't think so. Howard, the most ironic thing is of all of this is that for years we have worried here, and I'm sure the Eagles have too, about Carson Wentz's long term health, right? Because he missed the end of two seasons.
Yep.
Now, since really, you know, I know the concussion happened in the playoff game, but since the beginning of last season, he's been the one guy that's there every week. He's been the durable one. He's the one. Everything else around him has fallen down, and he's been able to stand up. It's amazing how it shifted from what it was a couple years ago. Chuck is in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Good, Chuck. What's up?
Hey, I just want to say Carson Wentz is a joke. you know, he's a putrid player. He's not an elite quarterback. He won't lead us to a Super Bowl. So I don't know what's the hold on him. Travis Fulgham is the real deal. And I'm going to tell you like this. I would trade Carson Wentz. Trade him. By the end of this year, get what I can get for him. You're ready to draft a second round quarterback.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, that you, you know, project to be
probably
the future
gonna get
starter.
Probably going to get two number ones for him, too, right?
And you're not getting two number ones for Carson Wentz
now. I'm being
Wentz
sarcastic. That's no, how ridiculous this call is.
I would trade him to the Patriots or something. They need a quarterback. Wentz is, why is it ridiculous, Howard? You think you're going to win a Super Bowl with your guy, Wentz? You got a losing record against
I think they would have had he stayed healthy that one year. Hey, once you have it in you once, I think you have it in you again.
It takes a certain type of quarterback to win in a playoff atmosphere like that. He doesn't have. He's too erratic. We would not have won a Super Bowl with him. We won't win a Super Bowl with him. We need to move on from him, Howard. That's it.
And so what are you going to do for the next few years without a quarterback?
Jalen Hurts would play quarterback.
You know he's not the guy that you can count on for at least the next 3 years.
No, I disagree with that. I mean, look, I'm not sitting here, and Chuck, we appreciate, I'm not sitting here advocating to trade Carson Wentz right now, but I don't believe it would take any quarterback drafted high 3 years to get ready to play. I mean, if he had to play, I think he'd be fine. He'd play and he'd be fine. But, Howard, look, Chuck's obviously not a fan of Carson Wentz. He's playing better But he needs to continue to play like this. Like, the first 3 weeks of the season were poor. He's improved since then. If he keeps playing like he did on Sunday, they're gonna win some games here. I mean, that's the bottom line. They'll win. They couldn't beat the Ravens. They couldn't beat the Steelers. I think if Carson plays Howard like he did on Sunday or like he did in Pittsburgh, they're going to probably win two of these next three, maybe all three of these next three. They'll start winning games here.
Yeah, they will. They better beat the Giants.
Better. I mean, we might have to pack this thing in if they can't beat the Giants at home.
They can't. But you know, and again, as I said at the top of the show, they're never going to be out of it. I don't know that the...
I need a win, though, Howard. We need a win.
Well, yeah, they need to win. I don't know if the Cowboys... I think they play the Redskins.
They do. They're in Washington on Sunday.
And they're only a point and a half favorite. Figure that out.
Well, that's pretty... I mean, that tells you what you need to know right now about... I mean, they're on pace to go with the most points ever. I mean, they're on pace to go up 600 yards, 600 points this season.
They're probably the worst defense in the last 15 years.
It's amazing. Now, it is amazing what's happened. 215.
See, and they've lost players by the... excuse me for a second. They've lost players for the season.
Yes.
So, you know, and...
Tyron Smith is a big deal.
I think they lost two or three of them.
Well, and here's the thing with their offensive line. Dalton is not a statue, but he doesn't move like Dak. So now he can't get away from pressure that's coming. So I could see them losing to Washington. I don't think you're crazy in that. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. We'll start looking ahead. Eagles, Giants on Thursday night. And Howard, we got to talk about all the people out there who don't want this team to make the playoffs. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And I'll give you a couple reasons why. And one, I can't wait to hear your thoughts on what I'm going to say, Howard, when we get back. 215-592-9494. 94.94. That's how you hop in on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. We're riding with the King here, as always, brought to you by Xfinity. Howard is, and it's Philadelphia's fast internet and sponsor of our Xfinity Lounge. Howard Eskin is back up. I wasn't sure if he was there before. We're back on track here, Howard.
Self-inflicted wounds.
Yes, we're like the Eagles.
By our people.
We're like the Eagles early in games. Turnovers, drops.
Rocket science. They play with it while we're on the air. It's just self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah, you know what? It's all right. We're down 17-0. We'll rebound here and have a good second half like the Eagles. All right, Howard, I don't know if you heard me or not during that whole thing, but I was saying...
Parts up.
Okay,
yeah.
So I
about losing games.
Yeah, it's
you were going to ask me a question too.
Yes. So here's my hypothetical, Howard. I was thinking about the standings last night, right? So I think you and I both believe the Eagles have a very good chance, despite being 1-4-1, to win the NFC East.
Yes.
That would give them the number 4 seed, right? No one's going to have a worse division record, so they'd be the number 4 seed in the NFC playoffs. And I was looking at the standings last night, Howard, and I think there's a decent chance, maybe better than decent, that the number 5 seed in the NFC, so the team that would play the NFC East winner, will be Nick Foles and the Chicago Bears, Howard. I'm already thinking about
this.
Can you imagine Foles coming in here for a playoff game?
Oh, because they would be a wild card team.
Probably. I still think Green Bay wins that division, so they'd likely be a wild card team.
Wow. Yeah, that would be interesting.
That'd be amazing.
I know. How about that? I didn't even think about that. Well, it's a long way to go.
It is a long way.
You know, who's close to me? Yeah, it's still not even halfway through the season. That would be amazing. And if he wins, the furor would start.
Oh, this town would just lose their mind. That whole week would be just a ton of fun leading up to the whole thing. But just something I've been thinking about. But Howard, on the whole thing, like, I'm sure you've heard it too. There's people out there, I hear them on every show, who would rather lose, get a top 10 pick, and not want to make the playoffs. And like I was saying, Howard, this isn't the NBA. In the NBA, you need to have a high pick, right? If you're gonna land a superstar, most of the time, you know, they're the top 2 or 3 picks in a draft. Most of the time, that's not the way it is in football. Like, unless you need a quarterback, I'd rather go to the playoffs and have the 20th pick than not make the playoffs and have the 10th. Like, let's go to the playoffs here. It's not that big of a difference in the NFL draft.
Here's the difference in the NBA and in football. The NBA, one player can make a difference.
Totally.
In the NFL, one player doesn't make a difference. This is the real – this is why drafts, you have to get multiple picks. And if you don't get the best – even the number one pick may not be the right guy. There's number one picks that have been quarterbacks. We're still not sure about Baker Mayfield. I think he has a chance. But there's number one picks that are quarterbacks that don't make it. And then you're going to have to try the same thing again. Sam Darnold, that didn't work.
Yep.
If they get the number one pick, they're probably going to take Lawrence, the quarterback out of Clemson. So they're going to have to do it again. But they had all those years in between of not being successful. However, unless you get the number one or number two pick, that still doesn't guarantee you're going to be good. No, I think it's the most asinine, stupid thing to think about. You want to win. So the Eagles are probably going to be somewhere around, 15 to 18. You just have to draft well. That's all. You just have to draft well.
And I trust Jeff Lurie here, Howard. I think people, the idea is, if they don't make the playoffs, Lurie will realize he has to make changes somewhere. I'm not sure where that is or what that means, but I believe Jeff Lurie would realize that anyway. You go back to Chip Kelly's last year, and I'm not saying he's going to fire Doug, but just in general, they weren't really bad that season. They won, seven games, Chip's last year? It wasn't like they were 3-13, but he recognized this is not going in the right direction. He made changes anyway. I give Jeff Lurie the credit that even if they make the playoffs, if he thinks changes are necessary somewhere, he'll make some changes.
Yeah, and I don't know what changes he's going to make because I don't necessarily think it's the coach.
I don't think this is Doug's fault. No.
I don't think it's a coach because now who are you going to bring in? Bring in another guy that you have to question, and you're starting over again, which I don't know that you have to start over again with Carson Wentz. But I just don't think that's the case. And I don't know what their personnel department is like around Howie Roseman. I still think Joe Douglas was good. He didn't draft Darnold. And he didn't sign Le'Veon Bell. So there were two mistakes. And that they're not him. And that created problems with the team. But to lose is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. Because a top 10 pick in the NFL, even if you get number one, doesn't guarantee you anything. And you're not getting number one.
No, you're not. No, there's no way. I mean, think about it. I know they only have one win. They're going to win games. They get to play the Giants twice. They get to play Washington again. They get to play the Cowboys twice. They're not going to get the number one pick. I mean, that Jets team is as bad as any team we've seen in a while. That team will have the number one pick.
Yeah, it looks like that. I don't think they can win their way out of it. They're so bad. Have they benched Darnold yet?
Well, he got hurt, so he has a shoulder issue. So now Joe Flacco is starting for them, Howard. It's Flacco time.
So I would play Flacco. Now, that's a team that shouldn't want to win because there's a prize for them that if they get Lawrence, they got a chance.
Yes, that changes things. All right, Howard, let me throw a hypothetical at you here. Okay. I was thinking about this last night watching the Cowboys lose. And I know this would benefit the Eagles, and I'm not saying this has to happen right now, but I think it's time, Howard, for the NFL to change the rule about no matter what your record is, you get a home playoff game. I still think division winners should go to the playoffs. Like, whoever wins the NFC East should have a playoff spot. But it is kind of ridiculous that we could get an 11-win wildcard team. I don't know, maybe it's the Bears, maybe it's the Rams, somebody that has to come here or go to Dallas. It's like the same thing happened with Seattle when they won their playoff game when they were 7-9. If you're not 500, I don't believe you should be able to host a playoff game. Put them in the playoffs, but make them go on the road. What do you think?
It happens so infrequently.
Maybe once every 5-6 years?
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, let's say the Eagles have 9 wins and the wild card team has 11 wins. Where do you stop?
I think 500 should be the cutoff. If you can't go 500, why do you have a home playoff game?
Yeah, but you're never going to have a division as bad as this one. So,
We're seeing it right now.
I saw Seattle, with 7 wins.
And they won their game.
Yep. Yeah, I think that wasn't that a revenge game from a couple of weeks earlier? Didn't they play New Orleans?
It may have been, yeah. And that New Orleans team was coming in off the year before they had won the Super Bowl. So that wasn't just any team. That was a Super Bowl champion.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know, but it's a whole new season. They won the division. I don't necessarily like it because I don't know if there's a cutoff point. If you're 500, let's say you have a great division. The West right now is a great division.
Great division.
Okay. The division that Baltimore's in and
Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
That's a good division.
That's a good division. So you could be 8 or 9 wins. So you're not going to be 8 or 9 wins this year because Pittsburgh, unless they completely fall apart, And the Ravens only have one loss. No, I'm not in favor of it. I'm not. Just let it go because it's not going to happen that much. And it gives people like you a chance to complain.
Well, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. One of these teams will host a playoff game. All right, Howard, quickly, let's look ahead here because we've got a game in 2 days. Giants coming in.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the one thing we know, Howard, and the Eagles have not played well this season. They have one win. Since Doug and Carson got here, they always beat the Giants. I mean, they haven't lost the Giants, I believe, since the first time they played them in 2016. I think it's seven straight wins. They own that team. I think they're going to win on Thursday night, even though they have, you know, they're decimated injury-wise. I think they're going to win this game.
I have a little question about the game. I think it's going to be a struggle. Only because they're missing so many players. That's why I think it's going to be a struggle.
Well, we don't even know who the offensive line is going to be right now. We don't know if Lane's going to be ready. Who's playing tight end? Is it Kroom? Is it Richard Rodgers?
Who are the offensive linemen? Who's going to play right tackle?
Well, you know, I want to know who's going to not play or who's going to play in the place of Jamon Brown. Howard, he's bad.
Oh, he's bad. He's terrible.
He's bad.
Yeah, Jamon Brown. Oh, my gosh. You know who's played well? And we've gone almost an hour and haven't given him a shout-out. We all worried about Mailata.
He's played well.
Oh, my gosh. He's not perfect, but he's so big. Will he make a technical mistake once in a while on who he's supposed to pick up? Yeah, I'm sure, but he's still new to the position. But, my gosh, he's so big. Guys just don't get through him. And he's quick. I'm telling you, when Jason Peters comes back, I want my lot in there.
Yeah, put Peters at right guard if you're going to play him.
Yeah, right. Put him at right guard. But you got to give him a shout out. But you're right. I don't want Brown in there. That was a joke.
I always say you usually, like when a backup comes in on the offensive line, you usually don't notice, right? Like if you lose a great player and then the next guy comes in, you notice there's a drop off. But like a normal right guard to another right guard, I mean, most fans don't really notice that. Howard, on Sunday, I kept noticing how bad Jamon Brown was. He was getting, I mean, every play he was getting beat. And then one play, he basically ran into Carson and knocked him over.
Here's another thing to think about. I don't know that Jason Peters would be comfortable playing right tackle, but he's better than whoever they would put in there. Now,
you mean if Johnson's still out, if Lane's still out?
Oh yeah, that's right. If Lane's still out, and he practiced a little bit, yeah. But then you put him at right guard. If Lane's still out, you put Peters in there. But Peters can't come back this week anyway. I think Johnson will be back. If he's not back this week after that. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. But their offensive line, to do it the way they're doing it, Kelce is playing so hard with an injury. And he is so tough. He's kind of trying to keep it together with the rest of those guys. But that's why Jalen Hurts in there would not be. And, you know, I don't like Carson Wentz lined up at wide receiver. You know he's not going out for a pass. You know he's not going out for
right.
a pass. Because then he gets, you know, he could get smothered in the secondary. Guys could take shots at him all day long. And they tried one play where they passed it to him, and then he passed it back. And it doesn't make, they passed it back because I don't think Hurts had anybody open. When they passed it mm-hmm. to him, it was going to be a double pass. And I'm okay with that. But, you know, you have Carson Wentz line up at wide receiver. What's he going to do other than be there to maybe throw a double pass?
And yeah, that would be it. All right, Howard, before our hour ends, let's hit this. What to watch for, sponsored by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Tonight we'll be watching Game 1 of the World Series. Howard, the Rays and the Dodgers. Who do you like in this series?
Well, I want to see the Rays win. It's such a great story.
It is.
Just a young team that nobody even knows who they are, put together with minor league players and good acquisitions for young players that are developed in a good minor league system, something that the Phillies don't have and I don't know if they'll have for years. That's why I want to see them win. The Dodgers are obviously the better team, and they got their pitching all set up. Although Kershaw is not very good in playoff games.
No, he's almost become like what Peyton Manning was, you know, in the NFL for many years. A great, great pitcher, but he's just, in October, he's not very good.
Yeah, I would like to see the Rays win, but the Dodgers are obviously a better team.
I think the Dodgers, it just feels like it's their time. Like, they've been close. They've been in the playoffs. Yep. What, they've won 8 straight division titles. It feels like this is their one. They get one World Series. So we'll be watching the World Series, and then we get ourselves an Eagles game on Thursday night.
Oh, man, this is going to be good. The Eagles and the New York Giants, both with one win.
And the winner will have a claim to first place potentially after this weekend. What a division, Howard.
Well, yeah, wait a minute. Would they? The Giants lost to the Cowboys, so the Cowboys would win the tiebreaker.
Right, but if the Eagles win, they'd go to 2-4-1. If Dallas loses in Washington, the Eagles would be alone in first place.
Oh, and I think Dallas could lose to Washington. Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be amazing.
That's what would be great, to see the Cowboys and Jerry Jones go down. Down goes Jones.
Love it. Howard, we'll hear you on the call on Thursday night. We'll talk soon.
Okay. All right. You guys stay safe. Important to stay safe.
Yes. Howard Eskin, there he is. Hear him Thursday night. We'll be back on the side. A lot to get into. 215-592-9494 and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.